Let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking to Jesus, the founder and perfecter of our faith. Running life's race successfully means following God's moral laws as laid out in the Ten Commandments, a code given to Moses that reveals first God's holiness and then our need for His grace. To learn more about that code, stay with us. From the Moody Church in Chicago, this is Running to Win with Dr. Erwin Lutzer, whose clear teaching helps us make it across the finish line. On today's broadcast, Dr. Lutzer continues his series on the Ten Commandments as he concludes a message on thunder from Sinai. After first seeing God in His holiness, we now come to see God in His grace.
Because grace comes along and says that there is a way that God made by which He can maintain His justice and His holiness and still welcome sinners into His family. That's grace. That's grace. And I want you to see the contrast. Would you turn in your Bibles to Hebrews chapter 12? Hebrews chapter 12, and I want you to keep your finger in that passage, if you would, please. Because there's a contrast here between Mount Sinai, the Old Covenant, and the New Covenant, and I want you to see it. The contrast is between Mount Sinai and Zion, which is a poetic name for Jerusalem, and here he's using it as a reference to the heavenly Jerusalem, and this is the contrast. Verse 18, Hebrews 12. For you have not come to a mount that may be touched. He didn't mean that they should touch it. It means that it is a physical mountain that one could, in principle, touch. You have not come to a mountain that may be touched, and to a blazing fire, and to a darkness, and to gloom, and a whirlwind, and to the blast of a trumpet, and the sound of words, which sound was such that those who heard begged that no further word should be spoken to them. For they could not bear the command, and now it's a reference, you know, to Mount Sinai. Exodus 19. If even a beast touches the mountain, it will be stoned. And so terrible was the sight that Moses said, I am full of fear and trembling. Now he says, that's Sinai. But now notice the contrast. But you have come to Mount Zion, and to the city of the living God, and the heavenly Jerusalem, and to a myriad of angels, and to the general assembly, and to the church of the firstborn who are enrolled in heaven, and to God, the judge of all, and to the spirits of righteous men made perfect. I take that to be a reference to the Old Testament saints. And to Jesus, the mediator of a new covenant, and to the sprinkling of blood, which speaks better than the blood of Abel. Do you see the contrast? Here's Sinai, terrifying, dark, thunder, lightning, unapproachable, don't touch, or you're dead. That's Sinai. Here is Zion, the new covenant brought about through the blood of Jesus Christ. And what is the contrast? Light, approachability. A welcome, a reception, a congregation of other saints, and a knowledge that we can come into God's presence without fear, knowing that we have been accepted and received on the basis of grace. That's the contrast that the author of the book of Hebrews wants us to understand. Now you see, once you understand grace, then you understand certain things. You know then that our ability to approach God has to be based totally and squarely, not on the law, not on the law, not on our ability. I find this absolutely unthinkable, but occasionally I still run across people who say, well, you know, I'm willing to stand before God on my own record. Oh, wow. Boy, I'm sure glad I don't have to stand before God on my record. The Bible says that whosoever believes that salvation is of the law will be judged by the law. All of its penalties, all of its impossibilities are upon your shoulders. But we must not come and think that we are going to be saved and received on the basis of Sinai with that law. But we come on the basis of the blood of Jesus Christ, the sprinkling of His blood. because he absorbed the imprint of sin and the penalty of sin for us. Death and the curse were in our cup, O Christ, 'twas full for thee, but thou hast drained the last dark drop. 'Tis empty now for me. And God says to us today, welcome, welcome, because of the new covenant, not because of the old. Do you understand now why salvation is of the Lord? Do you understand why people who think that they contribute in a cooperative way in salvation are going to be damned forever? The reason is because God cannot accept any works that a human being does in his white light of holiness. All of it is polluted and tainted. And only what Jesus Christ alone has done is acceptable to a holy God. And if we do not flee to him, we will be damned forever. You've heard me give the illustration, a true one, by the way, of a father and his daughter who was out on a prairie one day when there was a prairie fire that was approaching. And they knew that it would be fatal to them. They'd be burned because it was coming their direction. And they couldn't escape. And the father very wisely said to his daughter, let's begin a fire right here. And they began a fire and they spread the fire and they made the fire burn a patch of ground as far as they could possibly burn it. And then when the fire came, they were able to stand on the patch of ground that had already been burned. And because of that, they were spared the fire that came. Here you are as an unsaved person standing on the ground, the dry grass with an approaching fire, saying, I will stand on my own record. You're going to be burned by the judgment of God. The Bible says it is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. You ought to be trembling in your seat, those of you who have come to church time again. Some of you have heard me preach for dozens of times, and you come in here and you do not believe, and you postpone it and you put it off, and you do not take God seriously. And one of these days you're going to be gone forever in hell, and you're never going to be able to be excluded from the awesome holiness and fire of God, then you're going to bear it on your soul forever. That's the law. You want to stand on your own record? Keep standing. I'm not going to, I assure you of that. There's another covenant. It's the covenant of grace. It's standing where the fire of God's judgment has already fallen. It is fleeing to Jesus Christ, who in his own body, as soul and spirit, absorbed all of the penalties against sin, and who says to us today, when you come to me and you receive me, I will be your protector and shield you from the awful wrath of God that I have already absorbed for those that believe. That's the difference. If your Bible still is open to Hebrews chapter 12, look at what it says in verse 25. See to it that you do not refuse him who is speaking. For if those did not escape when they refused him who warned them on earth, he's talking about Sinai, much less shall we escape who turn away from him who warns from heaven. God says, when he spoke on Mount Sinai, he says the accountability of those people is small in comparison to the accountability of people today who have the fresh light of revelation of Jesus Christ, who know more about God and more about his salvation today because Jesus Christ came from heaven to save us, that their accountability, the accountability of this generation, your accountability is much greater. See to it that you refuse not him who speaks. Just because he's speaking in grace does not mean that somehow he is a compromiser and his character has changed and he's starting to get a little bit weak on his judgment on sin. And so I ask you today, who have come here time and time again and you've heard the gospel, and you've hardened your heart and you've said, not today, what are you going to do with Christ? What will you do with the only one qualified to shield you from the holy justice of God? What will you do with him, I ask you? The purpose of the law is to reveal the holiness of God, the sinfulness of man, and the tremendous need that we have for grace. If it were not for Christ, we'd all have to absorb the fire forever. Shall we pray? Father, it is to us absolutely terrifying to think that there could be people listening to this message who've heard the gospel 100 times and said no. Oh, we pray today that they might not refuse him who speaks, knowing that the terror of Sinai is but small, it says, in comparison with the terror still to come. We pray that men and women throughout this congregation and others who are listening will say, today I receive Christ as Savior. I flee to him for mercy and grace. We ask in Jesus' name, amen.
My friend, if you listen to the ministry of Running to Win, you know that we always emphasize Christ. We are gospel-driven. Our desire is that people come to know Christ as Savior and they grow in the Lord, and as we frequently say, make it all the way to the finish line. I hold in my hands a letter from someone who works for a very difficult supervisor. For 2 years, this person has struggled, and the reason I have this letter is they are commending the ministry of Running to Win for helping and for bringing deliverance and clarity as to what their responsibility is. I mention this only because it is because of people like you that we can have a ministry in the lives of so many people. We are looking for ministry partners. If you're interested in becoming an endurance partner, that's actually the name that we give to those who support the ministry regularly with their prayers and their gifts. If you want to know more about endurance partners, here's what you do. Go to offerrtw.com. That's offerrtw.com, or call us at 1-800-215-5001. Thanks in advance for joining hands with us as we make a difference. Go to offerrtw.com, click on the Endurance Partner button, or if you prefer, call us at 1-800-215-5001. Thanks in advance for your generosity.
Dr. Erwin Lutzer concluding Thunder from Sinai, the first message in his series on the Ten Commandments. Erwin Lutzer says the God of Sinai is also the God of Calvary. He's written a new book called Why Holiness Matters, The Ten Commandments, Jesus, and You. A copy is waiting as our thank you for your gift of any amount to support Running to Win. Just call 1-800-215-5001. That's 1-800-215-5001. Or write to us at the Moody Church, 1635 North LaSalle Boulevard, Chicago, Illinois, 60614. Ask about why holiness matters. Online, go to offerrtw.com. That's offerrtw.com. This is Dave McAllister. Running to Win is a ministry of the Moody Church.